Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
So we're going to do something crazy. We're going to jump off a building, and it's going to be fun. We're going to do it for a great cause. It's for Make-A-Wish Illinois, and it's actually important to figure out why are we supporting Make-A-Wish, and it's because of stories like these. This an alum of Make-A-Wish, Isabella, is here. Now, why don't you just start from the beginning and tell us a little bit about your story?
I was born with only half of a functioning heart. So I've gone through about 80 procedures, surgeries since then, and now I'm 19. And the surgeries I did when I was younger that saved my life, even though they are life-saving, unfortunately, they do have a lot of side effects that cause you to have chronic illness throughout your life. Mm. The heart condition that I have, you can only get a heart transplant, which I did 2 years ago. I got a heart transplant. Make-A-Wish came before my transplant because I was in kind of a cycle of feeling really sick and down. I was in a lot of chronic pain, and it kind of felt like an endless cycle where I wasn't getting better.
Yeah.
But I was
at the same time you're trying to be a kid.
Yeah,
right?
I was in middle school.
And your body's changing, and you got a lot of emotions going on, and then dealing with this kind of stuff and not being able to be with friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many layers of toughness that you had to work through.
It's weird having something that like no one else is dealing with. Like when you're in high school, you're all relating because you're like growing up together, but no one had this part of their life that they were dealing with.
I'm sure that can be very isolating.
Make-A-Wish was super helpful to me. It kind of like broke that cycle and showed me what my life could be, even though I was sick.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't like the only part of my life.
Right.
After my rejection was particularly bad, so I had to go on chemotherapy for 6 months after that. So I've been off of chemo for a year and a half now.
You're so strong. You're so tough.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're an inspiration at the same time to all of us. So let's talk about why we're jumping off the side of a building. The reason we're doing it is to help raise money so that we can go and grant as many wishes as possible, ultimately. And Jessica is here with Make-A-Wish Illinois that can attest to that.
Absolutely. Right, absolutely. For every wish that we're granting, there's another wish waiting. So Over the Edge is this event.
I was going to say, explain the event. So it's called Over the Edge because we're literally going over the edge of the side of a building.
Yes.
Of the hotel down here, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're going over the edge of the Hyatt Regency Chicago. It's 36 stories.
So not just jumping, we have ropes.
Yeah, we have some trained professionals who will help
repel.
We're repelling.
You're repelling. You'll be you'll be on ropes, and we have a ton of great folks who are going to help out. And folks are raising $1,500 each for the chance to rappel down the side of the building for a Wish Kids. So it's such a fun day.
How can they sign up if they still want to sign up?
So it's super easy. We have a few slots left. Folks can visit us at wish.org/Illinois. That's our website. It's right there on the calendar. You can follow us on social media at Wish Illinois. We're posting links all the time. Or you can call our office, 312-602-9474.
And all the links and everything are on our Facebook right now at US 99 Chicago as well. You can go there. US 99 Chicago on Facebook. Thank you so much for being here, Isabella and Jessica from Make-A-Wish Illinois. And thank you for letting me be a part of it.
We're excited that you're going over the edge with us.
Yeah, we are excited.
Me too, mostly.